Poll: Americans show growing concern over baby formula shortage. By Jacob Bliss on May 27, 2022. A growing number of likely voters nationally are showing concern over the baby formula shortage across the country, according to a survey by left-wing think tank Data for Progress. The poll, taken from May 20 to 24 with 1,169 likely voters, showed that 94% of voters are concerned about the country's baby formula shortage. 53% said they were very concerned, 31% said they were somewhat concerned, while only 10% were only a little concerned. 7% said they were not concerned at all. Looking along party lines, 94% of Democrats showed concern over the issues, while 95% of Republicans also showed concern. And 92% of independent voters, who are becoming an increasingly important voting group, also showed concern. Of the respondents, 82% also said they support the government importing additional baby formula products from abroad after the FDA ensures the products are safe so retail stores can quickly restock their shelves. There were only 10% who opposed this. Additionally, 88% of the respondents said they support a crackdown on unfair price gouging and reselling of the baby formula while it is in shortage. Only 6% of the respondents opposed this. The Data for Progress survey was conducted between May 20 and 24, questioning 1,169 likely voters nationally. The survey had a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. As previously reported, after four infants were hospitalized and bacterial infections may have contributed to the death in two patients, according to the FDA, Abbott issued a recall of their baby formula product in February. Since then, Abbott Nutrition reached an agreement with the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, on a plan to restart production at their Sturgis, Michigan, plant. But, as Breitbart News noted on Monday, any relief for families across the country could be several weeks away. The plant could reopen in as soon as 2 weeks, but even once production starts, it could be another 6 to 8 weeks before that product hits store shelves, News Channel 3 also said. Breitbart News compiled footage showing the near-empty shelves where baby formula used to be on display from Oklahoma, Florida, Louisiana, New Jersey, Virginia, New Hampshire, and Missouri. Watch. Earlier this month, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the administration was informed of the problem in February and is focusing on it. This is something President Biden is focusing on very acutely. And again, I said 24/7 we've been working on this since we have learned about this back in February, Jean-Pierre said during a daily briefing. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.